Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Hong Kong, U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom calls for ending the persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Dafa Boat Lantern shines at 2019 Taiwan Lantern Festival. Canada, Parliamentary Committee passes Bill S-240 to counter organ trafficking. Award-winning teacher faces indictment for sharing information about his faith. Malaysia, Falun Gong practitioners put on 4 Chinese New Year parades. And Dutch students learn Falun Gong in Belgium. Now for the stories.
Hong Kong, U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom calls for ending the persecution of Falun Gong. Samuel D. Brownback, U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom, spoke at the Foreign Correspondents Club in Hong Kong on March 8, 2019. He condemned the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong and the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Brownback spoke about the plight of China's religious freedom. He said Chinese government oppression extends to the Falun Gong, whose abuse has been well documented. Allegations persist that the Chinese government continues to forcibly harvest organs from prisoners held on account of their faith, including Falun Gong practitioners and Uyghurs. We will continue to advocate for the Chinese government to end abuse and mistreatment of Falun Gong practitioners. This has lasted for more than 20 years and must stop. Also, they must address the whereabouts of missing practitioners. He said the Chinese Communist Party must hear the cries of its own people for religious freedom and act to correct this wrong. The Chinese people are a great people. Someday soon they will be free to practice their faith. The gates of religious freedom will fly open in China, and the Iron Curtain of religious persecution will come down. The Chinese government is currently on the wrong side of history, but this will change. He also said that it was alarming that the Chinese authorities arbitrarily detained Uyghurs of internment camps. In Tibet, the CCP continues its oppression of Buddhism and has bulldozed monasteries. The government evicted thousands of monks and demolished their residences. The CCP has also increased its repression of Christians since it began to enforce its amended regulations for religions affairs last year. Brownback said that the United States and other nations were bringing together religious leaders from around the world to promote religious freedom for all.
Falun Dafa Boat Lantern shines at 2019 Taiwan Lantern Festival. Celebrating the 15th day of the Chinese Lunar New Year with lanterns is an ancient tradition known worldwide as the Lantern Festival. The Taiwan Lantern Festival celebrated its 30th anniversary this year and was held in Pingtung in southern Taiwan for the first time. The festival started on February 19th this year and concluded on March 3rd. Falun Dafa practitioners' Fa Boat Lantern was displayed in the festival's main area. Visitors could board the boat and go up on deck to get a bird's-eye view of the entire festival. Many people commented about feeling a peaceful energy field around the vessel. The idea of a Fa boat is rooted in Buddhism and has become part of the popular culture of Taiwan, as roughly one-third of the population is Buddhist. According to Buddhist belief, all people are living in a sea of suffering, and a Fa vessel can carry the blessed across that sea to arrive at the destination of relief, nirvana, or the consummation of their cultivation. The Fa boat lantern was 82 feet long and 26 feet wide and sat on a base representing a cloud. The boat itself was surrounded by 9 layers of lotus flower petals. The chief designer of the Fa vessel said that the lotus flower petals symbolize different levels of relinquishing human attachments to attain higher cultivation realms. The deck on the 10th level could accommodate up to 50 passengers. Three flags fluttering in the breeze, emblazoned with the Chinese characters for truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, depict the vessel actively plying the seas. The Falun Dafa-themed lanterns were all made with traditional lantern methods. The chief designer said that he wanted to help extend the heritage by using traditional methods and at the same time provide an opportunity for visitors to get to know Falun Dafa. The Fa Boat Lantern debuted in 2013 and has toured Taiwan with the annual Lantern Festival, which is frequented by millions of visitors.
Canada. Parliamentary Committee passes Bill S-240 to counter organ harvesting. The Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Development of the Canadian Parliament passed Bill S-240 on February 27, 2019, after a two-day hearing. It will go for its final reading in the House of Commons and the Senate before becoming law. The bill amends the Criminal Code to make it illegal for Canadians to obtain organs abroad without the consent of the donor, and provides that people involved in forced organ harvesting anywhere in the world cannot enter Canada. Conservative MP Garnet Genius, who introduced the bill, said during the hearing on February 26, the bill seeks to respond to the situation in China where they're taking vital organs from living and often awake political prisoners and is a state policy. In the first debate, MP Genius cited the findings of two Canadians, David Mattis and David Kilgore, who found through painstaking research that between 60,000 and 100,000 human organs were transplanted every year in Chinese hospitals, and there was almost no voluntary donation system. Most organs come from prisoners of conscience, mainly Falun Gong practitioners. An MP who introduced a similar bill 11 years ago said that forced organ harvesting is the darkest of evils of our current times. He said to the committee, "It hasn't been since World War II that we have seen human atrocities on an industrial scale perpetrated by a state, a government, China." The committee also heard from David Mattis, a Canadian human rights lawyer, via telephone. He said that other countries have enacted similar legislation. Mattis said, after the Israel legislation was passed, it went from being very common to disappearing altogether, or almost altogether. Now that Taiwan has legislation, it has had a sharp downturn on transplant tourism to China, so the legislation in those two countries is very influential. He said that other countries that have passed similar legislation were including Spain, Italy, and Norway.
Award-winning teacher faces indictment for sharing information about his faith. A middle school teacher, who was arrested last November for sharing information about Falun Gong, is now facing indictment after the police submitted his case to the procuratorate. Because there is no law in China against practicing Falun Gong, Mr. Jia Zhaomin's family requested that he be released unconditionally. Mr. Jia, 48, works in Ping An Middle School in Jinan City, Shandong Province, where his peers and school administrators voted him Teacher of the Year in 2015. He was arrested in November 2018 after being reported for handing out Falun Gong informational materials in his hometown. Mr. Jia's home and office were ransacked by police. Agents from the Qihe County 610 Office and Domestic Security Division posted Mr. Jia's arrest photos and articles smearing his reputation on social media. Some people who followed the posts developed negative views about him and Falun Gong. The head of the Domestic Security Division threatened Mr. Jia's wife, saying that if what they'd done to Mr. Jia was reported on the Minghui website, he would face a heavier sentence. Mr. Jia began practicing Falun Gong in 1998. He has been targeted several times during the past 20 years for not giving up his faith. He was detained for 1 month and subjected to brainwashing for 3 months for talking to people about Falun Gong in 2001. The school administrators demoted him and decreased his salary under orders from the 610 office. He was arrested and taken to a brainwashing center twice in mid-2018. The guards attempted to force him to write statements renouncing Falun Gong. Mr. Jia has been in the Dezhou Detention Center since his latest arrest.
Malaysia. Falun Gong practitioners in Malaysia held four parades to celebrate the Lunar New Year. The local people enjoyed watching the parades. Most importantly, the practitioners raised awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution. The parades were held in four towns, including Ipoh, the capital of Perak State, Kanthan Baru, where there are many Chinese residents, Batu 11, Cheras and Cheras Traders Square. Falun Gong practitioners held their first Lunar New Year parade of the year in Ipoh, Perak, on February 10, 2019. The procession featured the Tiang Wo Land Marching Band, Waist Drum Team, Celestial Maiden Team, Dragon Dance Team, and Lantern Team, as well as practitioners demonstrating the exercises. Mr. Liu, a local resident, took photos of the event. He said, "I feel happy. This is my first time seeing this parade." The practitioners held a parade in Kanthan Baru on the afternoon of February 10th. This was the second parade in Kanthan Baru, and the local people welcomed them. Local resident Ms. Zhang received a flyer in the morning and decided to watch the parade with her sisters. She said, "This is the first time I've heard about Falun Gong. We're happy to see the parade." Yu Mei Lan immigrated to Malaysia from Taiwan 25 years ago to get married. She was touched by the New Year parade and grateful to the practitioners for arranging the event. She said she learned about the persecution of Falun Gong from Facebook and was shocked to learn that the CCP harvests organs from living practitioners. She said, "We don't know much about the human rights abuse, as we are not exposed to it, and it is not covered by the news." She said she believes that this will become more well-known in the future. She wished the Falun Gong practitioners a happy new year. Falun Gong practitioners held two parades in Cheras on February 17th. Ms. Lin Yuhua and her husband viewed one of the parades after returning home for the new year. Lin said she heard about Falun Gong from media reports years ago. She had also talked with Falun Gong practitioners while touring Taiwan.
Dutch students learn Falun Gong in Belgium. 48 undergraduate students from the Department of Psychology at Leiden University in the Netherlands learned the Falun Gong exercises in Leuven, Belgium, on Sunday, February 24th. The students were on a weekend trip that the Study Association for Leiden Psychology Students organizes each year. One of the trip organizers contacted the Leuven Falun Gong practice site coordinator in December of last year. She said that all nine people from three classes in the department who had organized the trip wished to learn Falun Gong. The trip organizer said she had seen Falun Gong practitioners' events in Austria and learned that Falun Gong was being brutally persecuted in China by the Chinese Communist Party, which also kills Falun Gong practitioners for their organs. After learning the Falun Gong exercises for 2 hours, the students happily shared what they had experienced. Justin, one of the organizers, said excitedly, "We were hungover from drinking last night, but now we all feel better." Lonicky learned the exercises carefully. She said, "I feel the practice is peaceful and comfortable. Though I have participated in a few meditation events before, I was able to concentrate my mind the most at this one today." The students told the practitioners that they had an excellent experience learning Falun Gong and had enjoyed their weekend in Leuven. Local practitioners gave each student an origami lotus flower and a bookmark with a website on which they could learn more about Falun Gong. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.